What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? How do you express your feeling about seeing him?
There's many ways you express your feelings. Sometimes you say, I'm glad to see you.
Fine.
Sometimes you say, long time, no sleep.
Right, fine. He owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? You would say he owns...
A plantation.
All right. If you want to tell me that it's quite a bit of land, how do you say that?
A large tract of land.
Okay. Have you ever used the expression right smart? It's a right smart piece of land.
I've heard that.
Have you ever heard, it rained right smart?
I've heard that too. Well, nothing to use that now but old people.
All right. If you want to say something stronger, more enthusiastic than yes, you say, you want to tell me yes, but you want more emphasis on it than that, so you say, what? Strong, you know. I say, can you do that? And you say, oh.
Yes.
Well, a little stronger than yes. Oh. What's that word that we sometimes use?
Well, I would say certainly.
All right. If I say to you, can you really do that? You say, what? Do you think you can do that? There's another word that means certainly.
Sure.
I sure can, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your mom being particular with whether you would say yes, sir, or no, sir?
That's right.
Or yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you remember using it? Do you remember older people doing anything in particular? Did they too use that expression or what?
They did to make us use it.
Okay. And did you always have to use it?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
When I was a child growing up, I was always taught to say, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, sir, or no, sir.
Fine. Okay. If somebody intensely disliked to go anywhere, you'd say, he dreaded the place
you were going?
Meaning he certainly did. You know, he certainly did dread the place. He certainly hated the place. There's an expression we sometimes hear.
You mean he purely dreaded the place.
All right, fine. All right. It wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was...
real cold.
Fine. Okay, good. Sometimes. This might not appeal to you. Sometimes if a man is hammering something, a nail into the wall, and he hits his finger, he says, oh. When he gets angry, he says, oh.
But some of them say, I wouldn't want to repeat it.
Well, that's very true, too. Well, that's very, very true. Yes. He might say, though, oh.